Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Arugula, Frank, how are you this morning? We are live in New Orleans. How are you, sir?
I am doing well. How's Radio Row that I'm missing right now?
Oh, you're missing it all, Frank. You know, yeah. the trials and tribulations of Radio Row.
Getting hammered and eating Creole, man. How can you beat that? I'm going to look like Jabba the Hutt when I leave this place.
Fantastic place.
And I do always find you, and when I'm there, I always do find you, or you find me, and we end up together. This year, I don't know. It's funny because there are certain stations that I like to do and friends that I have on Radio Row. And then the situation is everybody tries to, not everybody, but when there's nobody super famous walking around, I'm a great filler. you know what I mean? So it's like, we have Tim Tebow stopping through. I know, I saw the glow around him. But we have 9:55 right before the end of our show. Can you come for 5 minutes? I probably can't, but I'll pretend like I'm going to say yes. But you guys always see it. It's always great to be out there. And I almost want Stephen A. Smith. Let me say, just say this. Here we go. Getting ready to play Caliendo. Which one, Frank or Mike? That's going to be the question. So I got to clear something up for you. I don't know if you guys have had this cleared up before. Mike Caliendo, who is on the Chiefs, who you guys obviously know this.
Yeah, he's your
son. He is. That's what today is about. Frank Caliendo is the father.
Yes. The paperwork is in. The paperwork is in, Frank, and our sources tell us you are the father.
Yeah, congratulations. So,
the funny thing is, he's from Wisconsin, or he grew up in Wisconsin. I grew up in Wisconsin, or his family's from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
My family's originally from Chicago, so I'm not allowed to talk that much about it. So, but we aren't related. But that's the crazy thing. Growing up, I believe, uncles were Chris and Carrie Caliendo. One went to Nebraska. I'm not sure where the other one went, played football. Big sports guys. But I played baseball, you know, growing up and stuff like that. People are like, are you related to Chris and Carrie, Carrie Caliendo? No. So now I talk to Mike Caliendo from the Chiefs, and he's like, oh, I get that all the time. Are you related to Frank Caliendo? And now with Nance and Romo always bringing it up, which is great. But Nance, like, Mike Caliendo being picked up and moved across the field like Frank Caliendo. Oh, Jim. Here we go, Jim. This is going to be really. And then they try to do my bit, which they always screw up, which is funny, which is supposed to be Tony. Oh, here we go, Jim. Tony. And I just screwed it up. I just did them doing it, which is the crazy thing. So,
Frank, honest question. But, what was, like, what was your first impression? Like, what was your first impersonation?
Obly, and I'll call them impressions more than
dyslexia.
Impersonation. Impersonation is like, in Vegas when you dress up like the person or when you try to pretend you are. I just, you know, for me, impression is like you do more of a caricature of it.
Right.
Not that it matters and nobody cares that's listening. Like, but they, who's cared about half of the stuff I'm saying? They're just like, let's get to the game.
Well, we found out you found out you're Mike Caliendo's dad. So that's breaking news.
Breaking news. Yeah.
We're gonna tweet that on our station. Everybody's gonna click on it. We're gonna be like Mike Florio. Let me tell you something about Mike Florio, man. I'm going to tell you about Mike Florio. This guy didn't even know XYZ, two right banana.
I tell you what, man, it's pretty good. I see Gruden all over the internet right now.
Oh, we ran into him.
Man.
he's just walking Bourbon Street on a Tuesday with an entourage going in and out of every bar and talking to everybody. It was great to see him down there.
He texted me the other day about something. It's just out of the blue. He's like, you going to do that for me? No, I can't. I have a life. I can't just do your bidding. I'm not a Gruden minion, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like, can you do Patrick Mahomes in a rowboat? Why would I do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I really think it's going to be great if we all work together and make it happen.
What do you want? Why do you want that? What is your deal? So, what was the question you asked me before?
I don't know. What was the first
impression you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I probably do Muppet characters, which which were Patrick Mahomes before Patrick Mahomes. Let's see. Muppet characters. Hi, Hooker McDee Frog here. You know, Fozzie Bear. Ah, Waka Waka Waka. Which, when you combine them, become Patrick Mahomes. So, but I think the first regular person impression was Jay Leno. I looked into a mirror and was like, hey, how would you like the nacho cheese? Flavin' Doritos, crunch on you want? What more? You know, that was one of them. Robin Williams, that was an early one. And then the Madden thing came along, and then you think of all the things you could do and all the things you don't do in between those two sets of things. Boom. That's what, you know, there you go.
What would Madden say about Mahomes?
I mean, you look at this guy and you think, hey, I don't know what he's going to do or when's he going to do it. You ever see those mall walkers? You ever see people walking at the mall at like 6:30 in the morning? That's Patrick Mahomes walking to the sideline. I mean, that's a funny little walk. And then, boom, he's going this way. Boom, he's going that way. Then, boom, you just lost again to him.
Yeah. So it was funny, Frank. Our encounter with Gruden the other day, he was in love with our producer, Mac. He said he had a great broadcasting voice, and I just thought to myself, how would John Gruden describe to somebody how to eat, mud bugs or crawfish?
I tell you what, man, I dive right in. You ever see one of those Saint Bernards eat? You ever see them do that? Where they just what was that movie with that Saint Bernard? Remember that one? You remember that? They drooling all over the place. I thought you guys could help me on that one, man.
Yeah, Beethoven, man.
Yeah. Beethoven. Named after my favorite hard rock band, man, Beethoven. So I just dive right in. You could be a lot of people try to pull things apart. I just throw my face in there. Not the answer you guys are looking for, but it's way early for my day.
No, you're good. I just feel like Gruden would probably be like, you got to suck the head, man. That's where all the good stuff is. You got to get inside their brain, man. You got to suck it dry.
I'll tell you what, man. Then their brain becomes part of your brain. Then we're all spider 2 by banana, man.
There you go.
Absolutely.
When you coming to town, my man? When you coming to KC?
Just put a show on sale. What's the date? It's Sunday, May 6th. At Funny Bone, kc.funnybone.com, I believe, is the nice. The address. It's on the top of my Twitter at Frank Caliendo. I think you guys looked that up. You guys got a
yeah. We're trying. I got kc.funnybone.com. Yeah.
Yeah, and the date is early May. I go Minneapolis, Des Moines, Omaha, and then I end in Kansas City on the last day of that run. So,
will your son be there?
Jim, it's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, don't interrupt Tony Romo. It's like he's starting a car. Jim. Here we go. Jim.
Have you got a Tom Brady down yet at all for the game on Fox?
Might not need it, right? I mean, this might be. I mean,
that's true. Good point.
Do you want me just to bore you for 2 hours? What do you want me to do? Zing! You know what's funny is Greg Olsen, he and Greg Olsen have almost the same voice. Have you noticed that?
Oh, no.
No, I haven't.
Listen, very different in the broadcast, but if you listen to Tom Brady and Greg Olsen, it's almost hard to tell the two of them apart. Away from that, there's more energy to Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen's become a really great analyst as well. But it's interesting to me that they have two guys that sound so similar. But we'll say, Tom Brady. is there anybody that's ever been like, I don't know, rebuilt more than Tom Brady? Every time I see him, it's like there's a new part to his face. Am I crazy on this?
No, you're right. He looks beautiful. I think that part of the reason he wasn't allowed to practice yesterday, he was getting his face constructed for the game, right?
Yeah. Well, how do you have Photoshop in real life? How do you do that?
Money.
A lot of cash, man.
I guess. I don't know. He's a good-looking guy to start, and now it's just like, my goodness, how are you? Like, you remember when they would put, like, Florence Henderson, the mom from the Brady Bunch, would be on TV, and there'd be that blurry, you know, they'd always blur her slightly to make her look, or the Oprah camera? Right. Tom Brady seems to have that all that, like, there's a lens around him somehow.
It's like he has like a very tiny miniature Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore, like from Ghost, molding that hole in his chin, like they did those pots and pans back. And he said the song's just playing as they just perfectly like curvature his chin.
Had the time of my life.
Hell yeah.
And there I've never felt this way before.
Hey, we appreciate you giving birth to our left guard for the Kansas City Chiefs. We appreciate the time, Frank. As always,
you got the Chiefs winning?
Yeah, you got the Chiefs winning over Philadelphia, and Philadelphia went over the Chiefs.
Talking to you guys, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, if you don't have the Chiefs winning, we'll have you on at 6:55 moving forward.
kc.funnybone.com, and did you guys figure out the date on there yet? May 5th, May 4th.
Oh, Cinco de Mayo. That'd be a great one to be at. Yeah.
Oh, it's not Cinco de Mayo, but it's the bright. It's got to be May 4th then. I think.
May the 4th be with you, right?
There you go.
Oh, interesting it is.
All right, Frank. We appreciate
see you,
it, buddy.
Man. Take care. That is Frank Caliendo, and all of our guests are Frank.
No, we don't have better stuff to do. We got to go to a break, though.
We do have to do some sponsors. Rappy, all our guests.
I am out.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.